Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Kingdom Values. We're talking about how living in the kingdom of God means that we give towards things that matter. We read this passage from Mark 12, verse 41. It starts here. It says, "And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said, to them, 'Truly I say to you, this poor woman has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put in everything she had, all that she had to live on.'" Now, there are a couple things I think that are really important about the passage, but I want you to imagine the context. This comes right when Jesus is at the end of his ministry, as the week before, after he had come into Jerusalem, riding on a donkey to all the acclaim of the people, and just prior to the crucifixion. And he's there in the temple teaching in the temple courts, and then he sits down opposite of these treasury boxes. There would have been maybe 13 or so of these boxes around the court of the women, which is where the women were allowed to go, but they couldn't go further into the next court of the men, and then obviously where the priests were. So many of the people would have been there. These were all Jewish people. Jesus knows he's getting ready to die on a cross, and he gets his disciples around him. He's observing these people giving, and these people are giving large sums of money. So imagine these coins that they would come in and they would throw them into the temple box. It would make a lot of noise, and the more noise you made, the more you were giving. And then here comes this woman who just kind of plink, plink, two little coins she throws in. And then Jesus uses this as a teachable moment for his disciples because he wants them to understand things in the way that he sees them. And he says, "Do you see the woman? Do you notice her? She's given more than any of them." I mean, first off, either Jesus is really bad at math, so there's a possibility the one who invented math is bad at it, or he's trying to make a point as to what is valuable in the kingdom of God. And he says that, they all gave out of their wealth. She gave out of her poverty. She gave all she had, which means that generosity isn't measured by the amount of money given. It's measured by the sacrifice. I think that's something that challenges us, right? Because we live in a society that teaches us to pay ourselves first. We kind of live off of, whatever our means are, we live to whatever it is that we're being provided by our work or however we make our income. And I think someone who's prudent, someone who's smart, and someone who's a Christian says to themselves, all right, I need to give 10% to God. Maybe you're raised in the church or taught that, so you give 10%. And then you think, okay, I'm going to live on the rest. I'm going to put some aside and save it. And I'm going to make my margin, where I can live on this. And that's the way we kind of do. And typically we think, okay, 10%, that's a good mark for us. And we feel that's great. And here's a woman who goes so far above that, it's not even close. She gives it all. I think it's challenging because what she did was really, in the kingdom of God, something that Jesus noticed and wanted them to see, the disciples to see, that it comes from a trust where this woman must have just trusted that God would be enough for her. In that culture, the scribes would take advantage of widows. When a widow didn't have a husband to take care of her, if she had young kids, a lot of times that she would hire out one of the scribes to pray for her, to talk to God on her behalf, and would pay her money for their prayers. And Jesus, in the book of Luke, in the same setting, really kind of ridiculed the religious leaders for doing that, for taking advantage of widows. And I think that just brings up a last point, is that Jesus noticed this woman. If we were sitting there that day, what we would have seen is, oh, that's the poor woman. That's the widow. Oh, woe is her. And yet Jesus is saying, no, be like her. God, I pray that you help us to be like the widow. To be challenged by our love for you and our trust for you, and let that flow out of our sacrifice, flow out of that, just trusting in you. God, I pray that you help us to live with kingdom in our heart, that as we sacrifice for you, that would simply generate a higher love as we give you our treasure so that you would have our hearts. God, help us to be cheerful givers. Lord, I also know we need to take care of our families. We need to be smart. I pray that you help us have the wisdom in that, but help us to sacrifice, not just with money, but with our lives. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second and think about how God's challenging you with that. And maybe it has nothing to do with money. Maybe it's about your time or your talents. However it is, just talk to God about that before you move on to the next thing. Till next time, God bless.